Parak Gimel Mishnah Zion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rosh Hashanah Shoya Yare Shema Tisaber. So what's going on over here? We're all familiar that nowadays Rosh Hashanah is a 2-day Yom Tov. But the truth is, in the times of the Mishnah, there were times when it was 1 day, and there were times when it was 2 days. How would you calculate it? So in the times of the Mishnah, there would be Mekadesh, the new month, Al Pi Re'iyah. What does that mean? There would be a group of Edim that would see the new moon in its fullness, and they'd come to Beis Din and they would say, hey, we saw the new moon and it's new time. Beis Din would investigate to see if they were false or if they were correct. And assuming they were correct, there would then be Mekadesh the month and notify all the Jews, both in Eretz Yisrael and in the surrounding lands, that we have a new moon coming up. Now, that was the normal way that they would, you know, sanctify the month and get a new month. But what happens if they didn't see the new moon on the Leil Shloshim, the night of the 30th? So then Beis Din would be Ma'aber the month. They would add an extra day to the month. Ma'aber comes from the word Ibor, like Ma'uberet, from like a pregnant lady. It's the lady's pregnant. She's carrying something. So the month is like carries another day. You add another day. So Kloymer, Shiyom HaShloshim, the 30th day, is counted in Machodesh Ha'avar with the previous month. Rosh Chodesh, and then Rosh Chodesh is set on the 31st day. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying as follows, that let's just say, She'im Hayar, if you're afraid, Shemiyazu Beis Din, lest Beis Din makes the month of Elul an Iber month, and there's 2 days, V'yu Shnei Yom Rosh Hashanah, there'll be 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, the 30th day in Elul, and then V'yom Echad, and then the first day in Tishrei. Nowadays, we only have 2 days. But in those days, there were times with only 1 day, right? So let's just say you were worried that there's going to be, then it would be a 2 day. The 30th day of El and the first day of Tishrei. And you have to go on the first day to one area, to the east of the city. And on the second day, you have to go to another area to the west of the city. Or the other way around. So what do you do? So Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruv, and a person places 2 Erevs. He places 2 Erevs on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Hayu B'yom on the 29th day of El. One to the side of the east where he's going to go, one to the side of the west where he's going to go. V'arma, he says as follows, Eruv Berishon LeMizrach. My Eruv for the first day is going to be to the east. Ubisheni LeMarv. My Eruv for the second day will be to the west. Or he says the other way around, Berishon LeMarv. My Eruv for the first day is going to be to the west. Ubisheni LeMizrach. My Eruv for the second day will be to the east. Or, let's just say he doesn't have to go outside. This is all to stretch out his tchum, to give him an extra 2,000 amos to walk. What about, he doesn't have to go out of the boundaries, right? He only needs his 2,000 amos for only one of the days, not both. Either the first day or the second day. So then he'd only place 1 Erev, not 2 Erevs. And he would say as follows, Eruve Barishon, let my Erev work for me only on the first day. Ubisheni on the second day, can be like a regular citizen, which has no extra, you know, walking distance of the extra 2,000 amos, because there'll be no Erev there. Or Eruve, Bisheni, let my Erev, you know, work for me on the second day. Uberishon can be Eri, and the first day I'll be like a regular citizen. So Behuda holds that Shnei Yom Shavuot Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, ain't Kedushasim Elamishim Shesafik Hu. Their Kedusha is a Safik. Right? Im Kitchu Beis Din as Yom HaShloshim, if Beis Din sanctify the 30th day of Elul, or if they sanctify the 31st day. But Im Toshe Echem Hem Chol, really one of them is a weekday, and one of them is holy, and we just keep both of them because we're not sure. Halach Dinam Kedin Yom Tov HaSam Lech HaShabbos, we look at it as the same ruling that we learned in the previous Mishnayos of Yom Tov, which is near Shabbos, like Yom Tov is Friday, and then you have Shabbos, or then you have Shabbos, and then Yom Tov is Sunday, that according to Rebbe Eliezer, in the previous Mishnah, he'd go with that opinion. And then, v'lo hodu lo chachamim, but the chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to them, shnei yamim, both of these days, are kedusha achas hem. They look at it as one kedusha. She'eno osu shnei yamim mishum osu safik. We don't make the 2 days because of the safik. Shem mikitchu based in yom hashishim el, the 30th day in el, this whole idea, they're not going to say, you know, what they're explaining basically is El Mechshashim Yavo Edim Yom HaShloshim Be'elol Min HaMinchu L'mala. They're afraid. Okay, let's clarify like this. Chachamim are going to hold that the 2 days of Kedusha is one Kedusha. They don't make this into a suffix only because Bezin may have made the third day of Elul holy. Rather, the concern, the Shemi Bo Edom Yom HaShloshim, lest Edom come on the 30th day of Elul, from Mincha and onward, and then they'll testify that they saw the moon. Then they have to be knowing initially, Oso Yom, that day is holy, and then the second day holy also, meaning you can have a time, if the Edom come on the 30th day after Mincha, so then you have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that's because of a suffix, but they're both holy, because they came so late in the day, you have to make both of these holy. So here you have a case where you don't have 2 days, one's a suffix. Here both days are both holy, because of this special case where the Edom come after Mincha on the 30th day, making the 30th and the 31st both holy as a vada, as a definite. Therefore, there's no suffix here, according to this, chash, this concern. And these 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered one long day. And therefore, in my Ivan Behem Lishnei Hayamim, you can't make this air for both days, El Ruach Achas, only for one Ruach, for one way, for east or for west, and we don't divide it. So that's why the Chavim argue. And they say over here, that's what the halacha is. Except that Bishnei Yom Tovim Shal Galios, the 2 day Yom Tovs of Galios, of, all the, like nowadays places, Shal Niskanu Al Misafik, that we only established it because of a Safik, because we don't know, when Bezin were Makadish, the month or not, meaning this is really going back in those days, in the Galios, in the places outside of Israel, but you don't know when Bezin was Makadish the month or not. So then, Chacham would be Moda to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's 2 separate Kedushos, and it's Mutter to make an Erev for 2 days, for 2 different sides. But in a case where it's like the Rosh Hashanah case, where you could actually have it where it's 2 days of actual holiness, because it's a Vada, not a suffix, so there, they would argue, and they wouldn't agree that you could, make an air for 2 separate sides on the 2 separate days. Okay. Mishnah Ches. V'od Amar Bihuda. Bihuda says, furthermore, regarding 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Masna Adam Alakal Kala, a person can make a tnai on a basket of fruit of Tevel. Tevel is untithed fruit, that the Truman and the Meister was not taken off. He can make a tnai as follows, a condition. B'yom Tov, how are you, Masna Love? He makes a tnai, B'yom Tov Rishon, on the first day of Yom Tov, of Rosh Hashanah, and he says as follows. If today is a weekday, if a Yom Chol, if today is really the weekday and tomorrow is the holy day, tomorrow is Kodesh, then today's a weekday, so I can take off Truma Meiser. Let the Truma be taken off of the fruit, and then, okay, fine, let it be taken off. But if today is the holy day, so then I can't take off Truma on Yom Tov, so then my words mean nothing. So that's the tonight, because we can't take off Truma Meiser on Yom Tov. And then on the next day, he repeats and says as follows. If today, day 2, is the holy day, and yesterday was the weekday, so I already set up a separated truma according to what my tanai was. But if today is really the weekday, then I'm taking off the truma right now and let my paris work. So if he makes this tanai, then v'ochla, he could go ahead and actually eat it b'sheni on the second day. Because if you wait until day 2, according to this Tanai, it'll work, and you can eat your fruit on day 2. And there's no problem taking off Truma on Yom Tov, because this Tanai is a workaround. Rabbi Huda goes according to his Shita, like in the previous Mishnah, that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are only because of a Suffolk, Kisharshne Yom Tovim, like all other Yom Tovims of Golios, of places outside Eretz Yisrael, and it comes out that one of them is a weekday, so I can make this Tanai. In another case, Beitz and Egg, Shinolda Barishon, that was born on the first day of Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Teyach al-Bashani, you could eat it on the second day for the same reason. Because if the first day was Yom Tov, so then this egg that was born on Yom Tov, in Asura Bachila Elabos Yom, it's only prohibited to eat it on that day. Ve'ilu b'yamashani, on the second day, which would be a weekday, Shuchol, so then it's Mutter. If the first day is weekday, then it was born on a weekday, and there's no problem at all. And then I could eat it on the second day on Yom Tov. So the reason why this egg would be prohibited is because of nolad, of an item being born on Yom Tov, so then it's muksa, because it wasn't set aside before Shabbos for personal use. It just was born, just came into the world now. So it's muksa. So using the same tanai, he'd be able to eat the egg on the second day of Yom Tov. Again, and then Veloho de lo Chachamim, the Chachamim did not agree to Rabbi Yehuda for the same reason as the previous Mishnah, because according to them, these 2 days of Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, the Kedusha is one long Kedusha, Vishnei Yom Kodeshim, they're both, you know, one long day of Kedusha, and you can't make any tonight. However, Vishnei Yom Tovim Shel Galios, the 2 Yom Tovs of Galios, then of the exiles outside Eretz Yisrael, Modim Heim, Rabbi Yehuda, they agreed to Rabbi Yehuda that a person can make this tonight on the basket on Yom Rishon and eat it on the second day. And so too on the egg that was born, you know, Shenolda Barishon, that was born on the first day, Mutta La'achla, you can eat, go ahead and eat it on the second day because of the same tonight. So, and just to verify, the case of the egg is the egg was born on the first day, then he makes the tonight that if today's a weekday and tomorrow is Yom Tif, I'll eat it tomorrow. And if today is Yom Tif and tomorrow is a weekday, then again, I could eat it tomorrow, because either way, you get around the problem of Nolad of Muktzah. And that concludes Mishnah Ches.